When you batch strategically, something really incredible happens. Your content starts working together instead of competing against itself. Someone sees your Instagram post, gets curious, finds your newsletter for more detail, then engages with your LinkedIn content because they want the conversation to continue. This is how you build authority faster than your competitors. And this is how you turn content creation from a stressful scramble into a strategic advantage. Hello and welcome to From Overlooked to Fully Booked. I'm your host, Nikki Hutchison, and I'm delighted you're here. Let me paint you a picture of two different Sunday evenings. The first one might feel very familiar. You're sitting at your laptop late at night, scrolling through a blank content calendar with nothing planned for the week ahead. You have a sinking feeling. Tomorrow is Monday. So you frantically start creating posts, one about productivity tips, another about your weekend, maybe something about industry trends. And 3 hours later, you've got a week's worth of content made up of individual posts with no connection to each other or your business goals. Now, picture this. It's Sunday afternoon and you're finishing up a relaxed 90-minute content session. No shade for working at the weekends, by the way. I love working this way. Insert your preferred day of the week if a Sunday's not for you. So you finished creating your content. You've just created one powerful newsletter about a specific challenge your clients face, along with 5 social media posts that all connect back to it. Each post naturally mentions the others, creating a web of content that works together all week long. You schedule everything, close your laptop, and know that your content is not simply going to fill space, it's going to build your authority and attract your ideal clients. Which Sunday would you rather have? What you might have noticed is that the entrepreneurs who seem to have endless strategic content are not working more hours than you. They've cracked the code that changes how content creation feels and performs. They've figured out strategic content batching. And in this episode, I'm going to show you exactly how they do it, because consistent results don't come from chaotic creation. We've been building on this topic over the past few episodes. 3 weeks ago, I talked about creating marketing routines that stick. 2 weeks ago, we covered moving from scattered posting to connected marketing. And last week, we explored how consistency plus connection creates compound growth over time. Today's episode is the piece that makes everything else possible. Because you can understand compound growth, you can plan connected marketing, but if you're still creating content in panic at the last minute, none of it works. Strategic content batching is what separates the business owners who feel constantly behind from those who seem to be able to be effortlessly consistent. And by the end of this episode, you'll know exactly how to be part of that second group. Before we dive in, if you're thinking, yes, I need this system working in my business, join us at Marketing Mondays. Every Monday at 9 a.m. UK time, we work through exactly these kinds of practical challenges together. Head to nikkihutchison.com/Mondays to join our community. Now, I want you to think about something. When you sit down to create content, what actually happens? For so many business owners, it's the same story. They open their laptop with good intentions, stare at the blank screen for 20 minutes, then randomly start creating whatever comes to mind. Maybe they write a LinkedIn post about networking, an Instagram caption about work-life balance, then scramble to write a newsletter about something completely different. 3 hours later, they've shown up online, but they've created content that could have been written by 3 different people running 3 different businesses. There's no thread connecting anything, no reason for someone to follow them on multiple platforms, and no building momentum or authority. This is unfocused content creation, and it's what's killing your marketing results. Here's what's happening when you create content this way. Every piece of content has to work completely on its own. Your Instagram post can't rely on your newsletter to provide context. Your LinkedIn article can't build on the conversation you started on Instagram. Each piece is essentially starting from zero. But successful content creators have figured out strategic planning and batching, creating interconnected content around one specific theme in planned sessions. When you batch strategically, something really incredible happens. Your content starts working together instead of competing against itself. Someone sees your Instagram post, gets curious, finds your newsletter for more detail, then engages with your LinkedIn content because they want the conversation to continue. This is how you build authority faster than your competitors. And this is how you turn content creation from a stressful scramble into a strategic advantage. This week, we're going to break down the system in more detail. So let me show you exactly how this works. The key is to start out with one theme before you create anything. Not five themes, not whatever feels good today, one specific theme that connects directly to a problem your ideal clients are struggling with right now. This might sound limiting, but it's actually liberating. When you know your theme, every decision becomes easier. What should you write about? Your theme. What angle should you take? The one that serves your theme. How should you connect your platforms? Through your theme. Here's how successful business owners approach a batching session. They choose one theme. For example, in my business, I might pick why most businesses struggle to get consistent referrals. They then spend 15 minutes planning how this theme applies to their different platforms. Then they create. First, they write a comprehensive newsletter exploring the psychology behind referrals, the common mistakes, and a simple system for improvement. This becomes their cornerstone piece of content, the most valuable detailed piece. Then they extract specific elements for other platforms, an Instagram post to share the biggest mistake people make with referrals, with a note that the complete system is in this week's newsletter. A LinkedIn article to dive deep into one aspect, maybe the psychology of why people refer. And in there, it also mentions that this connects to a broader framework that they've shared in their newsletter. They create an Instagram story showing them writing the newsletter, building anticipation. They craft a follow-up LinkedIn post asking their network about their referral experiences, referencing both the newsletter and the original LinkedIn article. By the end of a 90-minute session, they have five or six pieces of content that all work together. Each piece provides value on its own, but together they create something much more powerful, a cohesive narrative that builds authority and guides people deeper into their world. Now you might be thinking, this sounds great in theory, but how do I actually make this work within my schedule? So let's break this down based on the marketing commitment levels that we discussed in episode 30, how to build a marketing routine that actually sticks. So if you haven't listened to that, do that next. If you're following minimum viable marketing, this is about 2 to 3 hours weekly, then you need to make time for one focused 90-minute marketing session per week. And this is how to structure it for maximum impact. Spend the first 15 minutes choosing your theme and planning your platform angles. This planning time is crucial. It's what's going to make your batching strategic and distance your process from unfocused content creation. Then spend 45 to 60 minutes creating your main piece of content. This might be a detailed newsletter, an in-depth blog post, or a comprehensive video. Remember, this is where you provide your deepest value around your chosen theme. And finally, use the remaining 30 to 45 minutes to create 3 or 4 connected pieces of content for your socials. These are not afterthoughts. They're strategic adaptations that naturally reference your main content as well as each other, maintaining your theme. The result is that you've created a week's worth of interconnected content that builds your authority and guides people through a logical journey with your brand. For foundation level marketing, that's 4 to 5 hours per week, you can create even more sophisticated content webs. Have one main batching session of 2 to 2.5 hours, then a shorter follow-up session later in the week. Your main session is when you create your key piece of in-depth content, plus your primary social adaptations. Your follow-up session is when you create additional pieces of content that refer back to what's already been published, keeping the conversation going and building momentum throughout the week. If you're at growth-focused marketing level with a commitment to marketing your business daily, then you can adapt a routine of one comprehensive weekly session plus daily maintenance. Your daily marketing time ensures real-time engagement and timely content additions that connect back to your overall weekly theme. Where most people get stuck is that they try to figure this out as they go. It's like when you're planning a launch, if you leave preparing all of your email sequences, your social content, your lives, your collaborations to the last minute, your launch is going to be chaos. Rather, you can batch everything in advance and have a smooth launch. It's the same thing to make this process effortless. Before you create anything, answer these questions. What specific problem does your ideal client have that you can solve? How does this problem show up differently in their business versus their mindset? And what's the one insight that could change how they think about this problem? Your answers become your theme and your platform angles. Your newsletter explores the complete solution. Your Instagram focuses on the mindset shift. Your LinkedIn dives into how they can apply this in their business. Plan your connection points before you write a single word. Decide which pieces will reference others, how you'll create anticipation for upcoming content, and where you'll guide the people who want more information. This approach does take a bit of pre-planning, but it doesn't need to be overcomplicated. What I don't want to happen is for you to try this approach once and then give up. The biggest mistake is trying to cover too broad a theme. You begin by thinking, I'll create content about growing your business, and end up with vague, generic content that doesn't connect to anything specific. Instead, try to get laser focused and focus on a much narrower theme, like the one mindset shift that will transform how you think about pricing. The second mistake is creating your main content, then randomly adapting it without planning the connections. Your Instagram post should specifically mention your newsletter. Your LinkedIn article should specifically reference the Instagram conversation. Plan these bridges before you create. And the third mistake is forgetting why you're doing this in the first place. Every piece of content should serve your business goals. Your themes need to connect to your services. Your connection points need to guide people towards working with you. My clients tell me that what they appreciate about me is the way I fuse marketing advice with sales advice. Everything should be leading towards the sale because that's what we must do in business, make sales. The fourth mistake is giving up too soon. Strategically batching your content feels different to creating unfocused content. It takes more upfront thinking, but creates far better results. So give yourself time to develop your system. This is what happens when you get this right. Your content creation becomes enjoyable instead of stressful. You stop feeling like you're constantly starting from scratch. People start commenting that they're seeing you everywhere and that they love how your content builds on itself. Most importantly, your content starts generating actual business results. Because when your content works together to build authority around specific themes, you become the obvious choice when someone needs help with those exact problems. Content batching like this is not simply about getting ahead in your content calendar. As we covered in depth in episode 31, it's about creating marketing that compounds over time. Because when your content builds on itself, when everything connects, when people can follow a logical journey through your expertise, that's when marketing becomes a strategic advantage instead of a necessary chore. This content system grows with your business. When you're ready for more platforms, you already have the connection framework. When you want to create more sophisticated content, you have the strategic foundations. When life gets busy, you have content that works harder for you because everything amplifies everything else. If you're excited to implement this system but want hands-on guidance and specific examples of how this can work in your business, come and join me for Marketing Mondays. Head to nikkihutchison.com/Mondays to join our community. These sessions are free until the end of September, so don't delay. Thank you for joining me today for From Overlooked to Fully Booked. I'll be back again next Friday at 7 a.m. with more actionable marketing strategies to help you become fully booked. Until then, remember, the entrepreneurs who seem to have endless strategic content are not working more hours. They've just figured out how to make their content work together. And now you know their secret. Until next time, take care and keep marketing.